The Mashgiach taught us, "Hayemes the truth, shekula maminim mitzad nefesh v'tzelem elokim sheboy." Every person, the truth is that everyone believes in Hashem, every Jew believes in the Eibishter because of his soul, because of the Tzelem Elokim that he has. That image of God that he's created in, that holy soul within him, believes in Hashem. V'ein koifer amid, no such thing truly as a koifer, as one who doesn't believe in Hashem. It's not true. V'imtira echad shetzoyek shu koifer, if someone screams and shouts and yells that he doesn't believe, and that's proof that pink faket, the opposite, and totally he's yelling and screaming proves that he's a true believer. If it wasn't true that he believed, so what, he could be quiet about it. What does he have to yell for? Just like a koifer in Beis Din, when a person is in court and he's brought in judgment, and he has to scream and yell, "I didn't do it, I didn't do it." What's the reason that he has to scream and yell to prove his innocence? Well, he has to scream and yell that he didn't do it because someone has brought him to judgment. Someone is prosecuting him. Someone is saying that he's guilty. Therefore, he has to scream and yell, announce to everyone, "I'm innocent, I didn't do it." Similarly, the koifer, chas v'shalom in emunah, he who wants to say he doesn't believe, why does he have to scream, "I don't believe, I don't believe"? Because really, he's a believer. He has to try and convince himself and other people that it's not the case. But deep inside, he's a ma'amin. So who is the one munning from the koifer? Who is the prosecutor? Who is the one that's bringing the koifer to judgment in our case? That's his matzpun. That's his conscience. His conscience is bothering him. And therefore, he has no choice but to come up and say it's not true, that he doesn't believe. But deep in his soul, he does believe. In order to prove that he's rebelling, he must yell and proclaim and say to everybody that he's an unbeliever, but it's not true. The truth is that emuna must be true. Emunah is within every Jew, because his Jewish soul is hewn from above, from on high. How could it be that he's an unbeliever? How could he say it's not true? It's the opposite of reality, that he comes from that place, that his soul is from that place of Emunah.